You ready for the Word of God?
I am.
Huh? Let's welcome the ministry today. Hallelujah. Praise His name. Yes. Just think a couple of years ago, Danny, you wouldn't have thought you were going to be here, would you?
No.
No. Don't say it with too much enthusiasm, you know.
Glory to God. It's so good to be here. Amen. Amen. And great time of worship, you know. I was telling Rich there earlier, you know, the thing I like about this church, like whenever we break the bread, share the bread with one another, you know, I've never seen anyone do that in different churches, but it's probably the best church, like, I've come to. Like, you can just feel the presence of God and the way, like, we break the bread and everything in here. It's amazing. And it's so good to be here. And, you know, and I was thinking of sort of just spending this moment, you know, sort of just thanking God for His love. The testimonies that you've heard, you know, and the miracles that you've seen today, it's all God's hand, you know. And and I praise God, you know, for the ministry of Teen Challenge and the ministry of Carpenter Arms, yes, and everything. Yeah. And I praise God for Andrew, Grace, and all of you guys, you know. Thank you for all the support. Thank you for praying for us, you know. And through you guys praying for us, you know, we're here,
yeah,
today. Because you guys have been praying for us for months and months, weeks and weeks. You know, we are the fruits right here standing. And, you know, and it's just absolutely amazing. And do we know that song, I Love You, Lord?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Is it all right if we just sort of stand and sort of really thank God for this beautiful day and thank God for the fellowship in this building? Praise God. Is it all right if I sort of just grab a guitar and... I really want to sort of spend this time during this moment really thanking God for His love and really thanking God for the sacrifice that He made for us, you know. It's only because of that sacrifice we're able to stand here today. And why don't we just turn to one another and just say, you're a miracle.
You're a miracle.
You're a miracle, you know. All of us even standing here this very day, yeah, it's a miracle itself, you know. Amen. Amen. All right, let's just worship God then for a minute or two.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice, take joy.
God, we come before you. We love you, Father. We adore you and we exalt your holy name this very day. And we are so thankful and grateful for everything, Father, Lord, that you have done for us and everything that you have got in store for us, God. God, I pray, Father, Lord, as I minister your word, oh God, I pray, let your Holy Spirit, Father, Lord, minister to us this day. God, I pray, Father, Lord Jesus, let your people receive that touch from me this day, God. I pray, oh God, Father, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will minister to us and you will make your love known to us more and more in a deeper way, God. God, I thank you, Father, Lord, for this church and everyone in this church, God. I thank you for all their lives, Father, Lord. This very day, Father, Lord, we want to say we love you and we thank you, Father, Lord Jesus, for everything that you are to us, God. We pray and ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Please take your seats. Well, it's so good to be here today. And who would have thought?
Yes.
Who would have thought that I'd be standing here today sharing the Word of God? Amen. Who would have thought? I still remember, you know, about 3 years ago, walking through that door, sitting in the back of that church, and Andrew preaching the Word of God. You know, and when I see Andrew preaching the Word of God with such passion and when he was sharing the love of God with me, you know, I used to think to myself, I'm never going to get there. I'm never going to get there, but here I am, you know. And this is all God's work, and look what the Lord has done. Amen. Amen. If you've got your Bible, please turn to the book of Mark, please. There are my notes. I just found out yesterday that we're going to preach today, so yes. Praise God. Yes. Mark 4, verse 35 to 41. Praise God. And it reads, that day when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious storm came up and the waves broke out the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." The winds died down and he was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this?" Even the wind and the waves obey him. Amen. Even the winds and the waves obey him. Do you know, when we look at the story, we see disciples, you know, crossing over to the other side on a boat. We see Jesus being with them. And as they were crossing on a boat and as they were trying to cross over the other side, you know, we see a furious storm just taking over and so of the boat drifting over everywhere. And we see Jesus sleeping on a cushion. And the disciples terrified, you know, and they were like, "Oh, Jesus, wake up. Can you not see that we're going to drown in here?" Do you know, and today, you know, I want to mainly focus on our storms. What sort of storms are we facing each and every day? What sort of storms are there in your life? Do you know, for me, in my past, my storm was my drug addiction. Yeah. And I still face different storms, you know. I face fears, I face worries, finances, this and the other, about my future and everything. And sometimes, you know, like, I'm like the disciples. When I go through the tough times, I wake Jesus up saying, "Jesus, don't you care? Don't you care?" Do you know, like, even though I've got the Word of God in me and everything, sometimes I do get there. And it's part of me, do you know. And most of the times, you know, like, I keep on focusing on my problems. Yeah. I look at myself and I'm like, "God, don't you see that I'm going through these tough times? God, don't you see it? Where are you when I'm needing you the most? You're always there when I'm having happy days. You're always there when I'm having good days. But in times like this when I'm really struggling, where are you?" And you know, like, God spoke to me one time when I were up in my room, you know, in Teen Challenge, and I was really sort of battling with my future. I wasn't too sure what I wanted to do because there were different options opening up, you know, and in Edinburgh, they were wanting me to come back and be a worship leader in their church. And in Cornwall, they were asking me to come over to their church as well, be a worship leader. But then I thought to myself, is this really from God? Now we're confused, you know. And I just remember praying to God and seeking God's face, saying, "God, I really need guidance here, you know." And I didn't hear anything, to be honest. And I were mad. And I remember phoning Andrew as well about my future. I were lost. And I said to Andrew, "I don't know what I want to do, really. Because different doors are opening up, and I really want to do Bible college." That were about 8 months ago, if you remember us having that conversation, Andrew. That were about 8 months ago, and I just remember, so I thought that it was from God at that point, you know. I just completed my Teen Challenge program, I completed my school of ministry, and I thought that was the next step for me to go Bible college, and so really to get trained, and to get taught and everything. And I really started seeking God's face, you know. And because I was so focused on my own self, you know, I really forgot to look up and just ask God, saying, "God, help me." You know, I was really self-centered, really self-conscious. And I was really trouble-conscious. And I wasn't God-conscious, as I would like to say it, you know. When you become God-conscious, you don't tell your God how big your mountain is. No. You start telling mountains how big your God is. Do you know, and when you've got conscience, do you know what I mean? Like, when you face different storms and stuff like that, you don't worry about the storms. No. You know that even though you're going through the storms, God's going to take you through and God's going to take you to the other side. Amen. Jesus had already said in the Bible that we will go to the other side. Amen. So he had already spoken. Do you know, and he had already spoken over my life when I came to God and when I started accepting God's love in my life. Like Mark was saying, Jeremiah 29:11, that was the scripture I got. "For I know I have the plans for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you." So God had already spoken in my life that in, regardless of whatever sort of situation I'm facing or wherever I am, he's going to get me through it. And he has got me through every sort of tough times I've faced, you know, like where I've really struggled with finances. You know, and to be honest, I wasn't like when I completed the program and when I was going to do school of ministry, I wasn't too sure if I wanted to sort of ask Andrew and you guys for finances or anything to support me, do you know, but it were all coming. Do you know, and I was just, and I'm really grateful and thankful that you guys really supported me in that area, you know, when I needed finances sort of to do school and ministry, and I'm grateful and I'm thankful for that, you know, but times like that where I really had to sort of not lean on my own understanding, but where I had to sort of really trust in God, having that God conscience, do you know, because most of the time, do you know, when we can become conscious of our own problems, that we forget the promises of God. Yeah. You know? And I've been there myself. I've been there so many times. I'm a young Christian myself, you know? And even though I read the Bible and I quote the scriptures and everything, but when you're actually going through that tough times, when you're going through the storms, it's really hard to apply that scriptures in your life. You know? And the Word of God tells us that I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. Do you know? And this is the very evidence, us even gathering in this room this very day, regardless of whatever problem that we go back home, do you know, this and the other. And I remember my mom, right, it was about years ago, I used to go to churches with my mom, like, and I grew up in a church, really, to be honest. But I used to go to church, but I was missing out the very key relationship with Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah. It was more of a relationship for me. And I just remember, you know, seeing different guys just praising God and everything. And I couldn't understand why they were lifting up their hands up in the air, why they were speaking in tongues, why they were sort of crying out to God and stuff like that. And I had to sort of, like Grace said earlier, you have to go down to go up. Yeah. From guttermost to uttermost. So, you know, you have to be in that desperate situation. And I was desperate. And I was desperate to have that touch from the Lord, you know. And in your desperation, when we cry out to Lord Jesus Christ, He hears your prayer. Yeah. That's the thing about it. The only thing that hasn't changed about Lord Jesus Christ is He speaks. Everywhere in the Bible, you see God speaks. God said this, God said that. All the way through the Bible, from Old Testament to New Testament, God said this, God said that. And in my times of desperation, where I cried out to God, that was about 3 years ago, God heard me. Yeah. And He spoke into my life saying, son, don't worry, I've got a wonderful plan and a purpose for your life. Yeah. And today, you know, we might be here. We might have so many things going back home, this and the other, unsaved family members with our finances, our worries, anxieties, and everything. But God has promised us that He will take us to the other side. Yes. And God has promised us that He is going to be with us. And God has promised us that we are more than a conqueror. Yeah. And God has promised us that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We've got nothing to worry about. But though when we go through them tough times, you know, though when we doubt and stuff like that, we need to hold on to that hope, the hope which God has given us. It says in Isaiah 41, those who, I think it's one of the chapters, it says, those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. In other words, it means those who wait upon the Lord. And what does the word hope in the Lord mean? It means knowing that even though you're going through the valley of shadow of death, you know that your God will take you through it and your God will be with you. Yeah. Hoping in the Lord means, if we look at the story of David and Goliath, we see Goliath, you know, a big Philistine coming up and just mocking God of Israel, saying, oh, you all men of God, like, have we got anyone in Israel who can fight against me? Have you got anyone in Israel? You worship your God, this and the other, but where is your God now? He challenged the God of Israel. Then David steps up. David was a man who was God conscious. He wasn't conscious of his problem, but he knew who he was in God. That's why David stepped up with a sling and few stones and took Goliath's head out. That's what happens when you're God conscious. That's what happened. And when I'm preaching this, I'm preaching it to myself. I'm not there, but I pray, and each and every day God is helping me. Yeah. Now I'm more and more, when I see God's face and when I see God's word, He's making me more God conscious. Yes. Before, like, I used to face problems and I used to go, God, this is way too big for me. I don't know if I'd be able to do that. But now whenever I'm facing different situations, I'm like, do you know what? God who got me this far is going to take me more further. Yeah. Do you know, that's the sort of attitude we need to have. Being God conscious, knowing that God can do everything which He says He can do in the Bible. Amen. Amen. And also, if we look at the story of Joshua and Caleb, when they were sent out to the promised land to be an espies, See, we see different men going into that promised land to spy. We see about 12 men coming back and saying, God, you know, you're never going to believe. Do you know, it's exactly the same thing like Lord promised us. We've got a river flowing with milk and honey, and we've got grapes, a biggest pomegranate, this and the other. And they come back and they be like, but let me tell you something. They've got big giants in there. I don't think we'll be able to fight with them. But then we see Joshua and Caleb, God-fearing man, God-conscious man, coming back there and going, do you know what? The land is exactly the same which the Lord has promised us. Amen. They've got giants. Right. But you know what? Our God is a big God. Yeah. He can take them down. Yeah. Amen. Waiting upon the Lord, you know. This really challenged me over there when I was doing Bible study with my mates, you know, and I looked at the last chapter of Luke before when Jesus was ascended to heaven. And he goes to his disciples, you know, wait upon the promises. And the last command, the last commandment which he gave us, that go and make disciples of all nations. And we see in Acts chapter 2, all the disciples gathered up and they were waiting upon the promises of God. And as they were waiting upon the promises of God, they were rejoicing. Yeah. And that really challenged me. What sort of attitude do I have when I wait upon the promises of God? Yeah. Am I grumbling? Am I moaning, saying, God, it's never going to happen, is it? That guy who sat next to me, he's already got his blessing. He's already got his healing, this and the other. When is my turn going to come? Yeah. When am I next? That really challenged me. Regardless of whatever situation that we go through, I'll be rejoicing in the Lord, saying that God is a God who provides our needs. In the Bible, God has delivered and God will deliver. And God can deliver us from all, also fears and anxieties. The testimonies that we've heard earlier, Stephen, Mark, and everyone, and even the stories that Rich was telling us, God has delivered, and God will deliver. See, and on verse 39, it says, Jesus got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, quiet, be still. God speaks, you know. When you're going through tough times, where I was confused about my future, what I was going to do, I didn't have a clue. But I trusted in the Lord and He spoke. Yeah. He spoke. God speaks. Whenever God speaks, you know, He brings freedom and peace into your very being. When I come up here, when I went to Teen Challenge, I was confused. I was lost. I was broken. But God spoke life into me. Amen. And here I am. Yeah, and you know, now I'm really excited. I don't know if you guys know about it, but I'm doing Bible college this year. September, I'm going there for 3 years. And I'm really looking forward to being part of this church, you know, and stuff. Really having fellowship with you guys. And I praise God for that, because God spoke into my very being. He spoke life. He spoke His plan and His purpose into my very being. That's why I'm stood here this very day. Yes. Without God, this wouldn't have been possible. No. Do you know what? No preaching, no sermons, no worship can set you free. It's only Jesus Christ who can truly set you free. It's only Jesus. And I consider myself absolutely nothing. This is God. This is God. I knew who I was. I knew what I was before. I am what I am by the grace of God. And I am here this very day testifying God's glory. And this is a big thing, you know. About 3 years ago, like Stephen was saying there, I was proper petrified whenever I used to testify into different churches. I remember the time where I first joined Evidence, and they asked me to testify. I remember just getting up on the stage and just going like that. I just posed. I didn't know what I was saying. I just posed. And then I said, oh, God, help me here. Then I started speaking. Once I started speaking, I didn't know what I was saying. It was just flowing. Like Stephen was saying there, it was just flowing. And, you know, whenever we pray and whenever we ask God about different stuff, we've got our part to play on it. Amen. We need to act upon our prayers. Yes, amen. Yeah. So whenever we pray something, this is the very thing that challenged me the other day. Yeah. And because normally my prayer would be, God, put Christian people into their path. But God changed it. About a week or two ago, I was in my room and I was just praying. And this may sound funny, but I preach to myself every time. I look at the mirror and I just preach to myself. You are following God and you will serve the God with everything in you. Yeah. I just preach to myself. I just thought, yeah, that's something I've started doing. And it's helped me. It's really helped me at times where I really felt like not doing this and the other. And I've taught myself to not go with the feelings, but simply believe and act upon what I believe. faith, you know, just faith, yeah. And the very evidence of faith that I received was rest.
Yeah.
Whenever I took that step of faith, I started resting upon the promises of God. I started resting on the things of God, you know. And even me making the decision to go to Bible college, that's me trusting in the Lord and having faith in God. Do you know what? You've already spoken into my life, and you have said that you will never leave me. And you have said that you will guide me, and you will make me the man you've always intended me to be. And you know, and the very thing, me being a Christian, you know, I went through that part where I was very, I was getting very religious. I was getting very religious. Even though I got saved by grace and through the Holy Spirit, not simply by following the law, I started becoming very legalistic and started following the law. You know, I see different people and I say, "Go, you can't do that. This is the house of God. You can't do that." And I started becoming very legalistic. You know, I started doing things just to please God. I thought that if I don't do good things, God's not going to love me. That's what I thought. And it was becoming a task for me to worship God, to serve God in His house. And that really hurt me. And it was only about five, six months ago I really experienced God's love, truly.
Yeah.
And I just go on my knees and I said, "God, I repent. I repent." Because even though I was serving God and even though I was praising Him, it was becoming a task for me.
Yeah.
I thought that I had to work hard to receive His love. And it really broke me, it did. And I understood, like the story in the prodigal son, regardless of whatever we do or wherever we are, God's love always the same, unconditional, unchanging.
Absolutely.
It's up to us, how much do we love Him? Like Jesus said to Peter, "Peter, do you love me? Do you love me?" Three times he had to say, "Do you love me?" And I really do believe when Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?" And he said, "Yes." It was a task for him. He just went, "Yes." Because he was changing through the pattern of the church. But he never had the relationship. Even though he walked with the Lord, and even though he was in the presence of Jesus, he never understood the true love of God. And you know, I've come to a place, and I've come to a conclusion in my life, that regardless of whatever I do, I can never make Him love more.
No.
He just loves me. He just loves me. Like my little nephew, you know, I see him. And sometimes he makes me mad and sometimes I get frustrated. But regardless of whatever he does, I just love him. Because I love him. That's the same with us. Jesus just loves us because He loves us. That's His very nature. The very essence of Jesus is love. No. I was going to mention that. Andrew spoke this morning, you know, when you marinate a chicken. I'm not going to go there. Do you know, and that is the very essence of God, love. And, do you know, and I've really sort of trying my best to move from the pattern of unbelief. Whenever I pray something, whenever I ask God something, I sort of have the unbelief in me. And I pray to God saying, "God, if it is your will," like we were talking about this earlier with Andrew, and he goes, if it is your will, and even us praying saying, "If it is your will," that is a doubt itself.
Yeah.
The doubt is involved in that prayer. That's why I've started praying a new prayer. Whenever I pray, I just say, "Thank you, God, for this," like it's already happened. Because I pray by faith, knowing that it's going to happen. Every time, like, prayer works. Every time I prayed about something, I've seen constant sort of answers.
Amen.
I have. See, my mom, she's been praying for the whole family for years. For years. And the whole family saved. Now my brother-in-law, my dad, my sister, they're all saved. And that's the evidence of prayer.
Amen.
A woman staying faithful to God in prayer and seeking God's face for the family.
Yeah.
Interceding for the whole family. Prayer works. That's why if we've got, and if there's anyone in here who's got unsaved family members, you know, prayer works.
Amen.
Keep praying.
Yeah.
Keep praying. It does work.
Yes.
God has spoken that all the household shall be saved.
Amen.
The whole household will be saved.
Yeah.
God has saved. God will save. And God will continue to save in the future.
Amen.
Do you know there's been areas in my life where I've really had to sort of take a step of faith and ask God, God, where can I go from here? Where can I go from there? Do you know, and there's times where I haven't really physically heard from God or anything, but I had to take that step of faith knowing that it is from God. Mm-hmm. Whenever we pray about something, we've got our part to play on it. Mm-hmm. We need to act upon our prayers, like I said earlier. Do you know, and when God speaks, he gives you that direction in what direction he wants you to go. Like he spoke into Peter's life and all his disciples. He spoke saying that, oh, go and make disciples of all nations. Go and preach the gospel. And we see Peter like preaching the gospel in different areas in Israel, in Jerusalem and everywhere. And he received the power to preach the gospel. And even though men, they tried to put him in prison and everything, but the angel broke the chains. And whatever God speaks happens. Whatever God speaks happens. That is my very message today, you know. I was preparing different messages, but I really do believe this is from God, you know. Because there's times in our life where we really have to sort of take that step of faith and know that God can do all that he said he can do, you know. Because there's been times in my life where I had to really sort of listen to God, and there's been times where I've really had to repent of my undoubtfulness, because I doubt a lot, do you know, and God's doing something in me as well. And when I'm preaching this message, I'm preaching to myself. I want to become more God conscious. I want to move where Spirit takes me.
Amen.
Do you know, I want to trust in him more. Do you know, and I used to say I need to pray more, but I'm not going to say that anymore. I just need to pray.
Yeah.
Pray. There's no such thing as more. Just pray. Just read your Bible. Just worship. Just worship, because there's nothing we can do more to make him love us more.
No.
He just loves us, and there's nothing we can do more to change. He's changing us.
Yes.
Do you know? And I praise God for having me in here. Do you know? I thank you guys for sort of listening to me. And this is a real privilege for me being able to come here. Do you know, I was a bit nervous, to be honest with you guys. Do you know? Because I had a very short notice. I only found out yesterday that I was preaching. And I praise God, you know, and I want to stay prepared.
Yeah.
And I will stay prepared, you know, for the rest of my life. Because I really do believe God's called me, you know, and I'm going to follow his call in my life.
Amen.
And God's called each one of us,
yes.
You know. Yeah. We are ministers of God's love.
Yeah.
We don't have, you can just minister God's love anywhere.
Yeah.
Let me tell you the story. Like, it was in Doncaster. I was going back from Doncaster to Leicestershire again. And I was on train, and I'm seeing this guy sat next to me, and I started talking to him, and he was a bit lost, and I found out that he divorced with his missus, and he had a kid in Sheffield. So we started talking to him. I started talking to him, and I started witnessing the love of God and everything. And I asked him if I could pray for him, and at first like he refused, and he goes, "No, I don't need any prayers really." So I says, "All right, fine." So we started talking again and again. I started witnessing the God's love, and I started sharing God's love into my life, and how God changed my life and everything. And as I was witnessing, and I asked him again, I said, "Mate, is that all right if I quickly pray for you again before I go?" He goes, "All right, then pray for me." So I asked him to close his eye, and he looked at me, he thought, "What do you mean close my eyes?" I said, "Well, we're just going to pray, mate. Just bow your head, and we're just going to pray." So I started praying for him, and I said, "God, thank you for this man's life." And I started speaking God's word into his life. And I said, "Amen." And he still had his eyes shut. And I said, "Amen." Still had his eyes shut. So I had to tell him, "Mate, that prayer's finished. Amen." He looked at me and he goes, "Wow, mate, when you prayed for me there, I felt God's peace in me."
Yeah.
And that's how God speaks. Whenever God speaks into someone's very being, supernatural will take place. Do you know, and he goes to me, "Do you know what I'm going to do, mate? I'm going to go home tonight. I'm going to get on my knees like he told me, and I'm going to ask Lord Jesus Christ into my life."
Amen.
That's what he said, the very thing. And the miracles do happen, do you know. Yeah, and praise God, you know, and that's the very message of mine today. God does speak, and God will keep on speaking in the future, you know, and God has spoke to his people in the past. And let's just pray. Father God, we thank you, Father Lord Jesus, that you are a God that brings peace into our very being. And you are a God, Father Lord, who loves us unconditionally, regardless of whatever we do, Father Lord. Thank you, God, Father, Lord Jesus, that you are a God that leads us, Father, Lord, and guides us into your righteousness.
Amen.
God, even the condemnation, Father, Lord Jesus, makes us run away from you, Father, Lord. Your conviction makes us run to you because we recognize our weaknesses and we know how weak we are, Father, Lord, and we see how much we need you in our lives. And God, I pray, Father, Lord, for your people in here today. God, I pray, Father, Lord, if there's any unsaved family members, Father, Lord, I pray, oh God, that you will, Father, Lord Jesus, save them, Lord, oh God, like you saved us, Father, Lord. And I pray, oh God, Father, Lord, if there's any needs in here, Father, Lord, that has to be met, Father, I pray, oh God, Father, Lord, that you will meet that need, Father, Lord. And God, Father, Lord, we know that you are a God of reconciliation, Father, Lord. And I pray, Father, Lord, help us to be reconciled with the Father each and every day.
Amen.
And God, I pray, Father, Lord Jesus, like you've told us in your word, speak life into our very being.
Yes.
Speak your Holy Spirit into our very being.
Yes.
And speak, Father, your peace, your freedom, and your guidance in our very
yes.
being. God, I pray, Father, Lord Jesus, help us to understand your love more and more. And Father, Lord Jesus, we repent, Father, Lord, of any sort of unbelief, Lord God, that we've been holding on to. And we simply believe, Father, Lord, knowing that you are a God in whom all things are possible.
Absolutely.
And we know, Father, Lord Jesus, that you can do what you have said you can do. And God, we, Father, Lord Jesus, we love you, we adore you, and ask these things, Father, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 It's a
miracle. Amen. It is a miracle. Who would have thought? Yeah, and I always thought for like, I get one of them pinch factors, you know, where I have to pinch myself. Saying, is this real?
Yeah.
Because I know, you know, like, I know the life of desperation and the life of brokenness and having this peace. I'm just grateful for everything. Even having that family time, family moment with my family, you know, even coming to this church and talking to you guys.
Yeah.
This means a lot to me. This does. And I've become so grateful. And in a way, I can see, like, why God made me go through all them tough times. Because I was a hard man in the heart. And I had to be desperate enough to accept God's love.
Yeah.
And I can see how God has used that old broken story to reach out to people out there. And I thank God for all of that. And I don't regret anything.
No.
I'm thankful for my past. And I'm grateful for where I am right now.
Amen.
And I'm looking forward to where God's going to take me. You know. And praise God. Thank you so much for having me again. Thank you.
God.